Sixth case is Afridi v. Gonzalez. Mr. Sanders.
Morning, Your Honor. Raymond Sanders, on behalf of Mr. Afridi. This court held in Subhan that an immigration judge should have a reason for not extending time for an alien who has a labor certification pending since before April 2003, which was the case here. And contrary to that, the judge in the immigration court refused to give another continuation and put Mr. Afridi into a catch-22 under this terrible law that says if you want voluntary departure and not get deported and have a 10-year bar, you've got to waive any right to appeal my decision that you can't have another continuation. On top of that, the attorney...
Well, the government says your appeal is barred by the Pilch case.
There are...
Any comment on that?
Yeah, there are two parts to this. The substantive part under Subhan, which says the judge should have given him an extension. And what stands in the way is the procedural problems of having gone through two motions, two appeals to the BIA, and now presence in front of this court. The first motion to reopen was submitted after the deadline for a motion to reconsider and basically followed the arguments that would have come up under a motion to reconsider. There was no new evidence submitted, but it was re-argued. Basically, it was argued on the basis of the rationale under Subhan that he was here, he didn't do anything wrong, he wasn't a criminal, he should have been given an extension. They threw in to make weight the situation that his waiver was not granted affirmatively by the alien. The attorney, Mr. Croteau, did turn to him and say, we have to take it, or are we going to take it? He shrugged his shoulders, and Croteau said, we'll waive the appeal if we can get voluntary departure. So we're looking at the possibility that this forced waiver takes away the due process that Mr. Afridi would have had to appeal and still have the possibility of voluntary departure, which he was qualified for.
Why do you call it a forced waiver? I don't understand you.
Your Honor?
Why do you call it a forced waiver?
Because that's the way the judge says. If you want voluntary departure,
right, that's a deal.
You're forced to waive.
That's a deal. That's like pleading guilty, right? That's a deal. You're bound by your deals.
I think this is significantly different than a negotiated deal on different charges. Well, take this charge or that charge.
Yeah, take voluntary departure or have an appeal. It's the same thing.
In this case, you lose the due process of...
What do you mean you lose the due process? Look, if you waive your right to appeal, you lose all the rights that go with, you know, appealing.
Right.
And if you waive your right to a jury, you give up your Sixth Amendment right to a jury, right?
Yes.
Those deals are enforced. So you give up your right to appeal in exchange for voluntary departure. That's a perfectly good deal.
If they are consciously and understandingly waived, which I don't think was the case in this situation. As far as the double bar, we argued that we did have Lozada satisfied on the second appeal, and they should have reopened it and sent it back for handling by the judge. I'll wait for rebuttal.
Thank you, Mr. Sanders. Mr. Nelson?
Good morning. May it please the Court. I'm Ryan Nelson, representing the Attorney General of the United States. There's maybe three or four key points here. The first is that in February 2005, Mr. Afridi was ordered to be removed from the United States. He waived his right to appeal in exchange for not being barred from reentering the United States for a period of 10 years. And he was given a voluntary opportunity to leave. He's been in the country for 6 years now illegally. And he has tried to attack the rights that he already waived by filing motions to reopen his case. The first motion to reopen his case, this court lacks jurisdiction over. It's very clear from cases such as Sankarap Pillai and Tichung that this court has issued that you have to file separate petitions from each motion to reopen a case. And he never did that for the September motion order from the September order from the Board of Immigration Appeals. The second time that this came up, that is what he has petitioned to this court, but that is pretty clearly disposed of under the regulation section 1003.2c2, which clearly states that you only get one motion to reopen your case. And unfortunately, Mr. Afridi, in his motion to reopen the case, failed to comply with the Board of Immigration Appeals requirements that you provide specific evidence to support your claim of ineffective assistance of counsel. You can't keep coming back and get a second and a third and a fourth bite of the apple on that. In light of that, the only issue that's left is his due process claim. And again, because this court lacks jurisdiction over his first motion to reopen, and he never appealed the actual order to leave the country, the due process claim also lacks, this court also lacks jurisdiction over the due process claim. To the extent that there's any claim that in refusing to give a discretionary reopening, that is also barred by the Hamden and Ollie cases that this court issued in 2005. The bottom line is Mr. Afridi had the opportunity, if he had been able to obtain a form I-140 from his former employer, that he may have been able to remain in the United States. He failed to do that. He's been here illegally for 6 years. It's time for this case to end, and his petition should be denied. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Nelson. Mr. Sanders, how much time does he have? 1 minute. Do you have anything further?
There was a second I-140 filed by a new employer. The BIA, in handling the first motion appeal, and the court also, the immigration court also, improperly characterized it as only a Lozada appeal. It wasn't a Lozada appeal. It was a Subban appeal with evidence that there was also some inappropriate action by the counsel to make weight. It was only in the second motion that we really submitted the evidence to substantiate Lozada, and I believe the evidence shows that we did. And therefore, on the basis of Lozada, we should be returned and given a chance to get an extension and wait for this new I-140 to be approved and get his green card. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Sanders.